Mesechtas Nazir, Daf Nun Beis, three lines on the bottom of Daf Nun Aleph on Beis, and the Gemara will now discuss a din that's relevant to the din of Achilas Shvatzim and to the din of Tumas Shvatzim. And the Karen Arir explains that the reason why this Gemara comes at this point is because we just learned about the din of a body that was chaser in regard to the din of a Mali Tavid Rakav to the spoonful of dust from a corpse. And therefore the Gemara continues and also discusses the concept of missing a small amount of a sheretz and how that would affect the din of Tumah as well as the lav of Achilas Shvatzim. As we know, there's an issur in the Torah for a person to eat a live sheretz, and although generally the shear for any issur achila is based on a kezias, however, if someone eats a beria, meaning even if he just eats a live sheretz and it's not a kezias, he would still be chayiv malchus. And we also know that there's another din b'negei shvatzim, and this applies to eight specific shvatzim that the Torah mentions. And if someone comes into contact with one of these eight shvatzim after they died and while they're still moist, the din is that they would become tummy. And even if someone comes into contact with a very small sheretz but it's a beria, the din would be that he would be tummy. So our Gemara begins by Rava asked the following shayla: Nimalo shechaser mau, if there is an ant that's missing a part of its body, but it could still live even without that body part. So for example, it's missing a leg or some other bugs that may be missing an antenna. Certainly this bug could live without. And the Rosh explains that Rav's question is both regarding the issur achila as well as b'negei tumah. And the question is, if someone eats a full nemala, but it's missing a small part, but it could still live without that eivor, would he be chayiv malchus or not? And in addition, if someone comes into contact with one of the ches shvartim, which are chasar, but if this sheretz would be alive, it could live even without that Aver. So would this Namala be able to transmit Tumah to him? And the Gemara explains, Shiur Gemir Lava Chasa. We say that the din of Beria is a din in a shear, and therefore the Torah told us that the only way that you become Chayiv Malchus for eating such a Beria or become Tame by touching such a Beria is only if you touch the complete Beria. And since this Namala is Chasa, therefore you would not be Chayiv Malchus and you would not become Tame. And the second side of Rav is, Oy Beria Gemir Lava Ikka. Or do we say that there is no requirement for a Beria to be a complete Bria, and the only requirement is that it should be a viable Bria? And since even though this Numala is Chasa, it can live, so therefore it's still considered a Beria, and you'd still be Chayiv Malchus, and if you come into contact with it once it dies, the Numala would be able to transmit Tumah to you. And the Gemara continues on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'Diskata, Tashma, bring your Raya to the Shaila of Rava. And the Braisa now will discuss two different Psukim that states in Pasha Shmini, one that states, Eila Tmeim Lochem B'chola Sheretz, Kol Negev Behem B'Maisam, Yitma Ad Erev. So in this Pasuk, the Torah used the Lashon Bohem. And then in the next Pasuk in Parakeet Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Beis, the Torah says, V'chosh Yipol Lav Mehem B'maisim Yitma. And over here, the Torah used Lashon Mehem. And therefore, the Braisa says, Bohem, when the Lashon of the Torah is Bohem, it's Mashma that the Sheretz was Sholem. So Yachal B'Kulun, you would think that the only way you become Tameh is if you touch a complete Sheretz, Tamen Loima. Therefore, the next Pasuk says, Mehem, even if you touch only part of the Sheretz, you would still be Tameh. So Imehem, Yachal B'Tzasan. So if it says only Mehem, you would think that even if you touch part of the sheretz, you'd be tummy. Tamalayim behem, but the first pasuk says behem, which is mashma sholim. So haketzad, how do we deal with this contradiction? And the Braisa responded, Achiyiga b'miksasan shu b'kulon. We learn from here that a person only becomes tummy when he touches a sheretz if he touches a part of a sheretz which is equal to a full sheretz. And what does that mean? V'shir chacham b'chadasha, and the chacham said this shear would be the size of a lentil. Shekina chaimet chilus b'yasa b'chadasha, because we find that the smallest of the shrotzim is a chaimet, which some explain refers to a snail, and some explain that it refers to a lizard. And at the time that it's born, the smallest it is a lentil. And this price is teaching us that the Torah is being mechadish to us, since we find that there's a barrier that is as small as a lentil, and since it's a barrier, it can transmit tumah. So since we find the concept of tumah sheretz, even with the size of a chadasha, therefore we apply this to all other dinim of shratzim, and if someone comes into contact with a sheretz that's the size of a lentil, he would become tummy. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Diskata bore the following raya, we should be able to prove from here that the shear of a beria is dafka, and the beria has to be the complete beria, and it's not good enough by the fact that the beria could stay alive. And Taisus explains that the raya is as follows, that since we see that the shear that you need in order to become tummy through a sheretz is an adasha, and the size of a chaymid at the point that it's born includes its legs as well as its antenna, and if you would cut off one of its legs or one of its antenna, it could still live, and therefore really the Gemara should say that the share for being coming tummy through a sheretz is a little bit less than an adasha, because you would be able to cut off a piece of the chaymit and it still would be able to live, and therefore the share for shrutzim should be less than an adasha. And from the fact that the brisa states that the share for all shrutzim is based on a chaymit and it's based on adasha, so we see that the only time that the Torah is mechadish to us that a beria is metame is only if it's a full beria, and even if you would remove an item from the beria, which is in haneshama tluyba, and the sheretz could still live, it would no longer be considered a beria. And the Gemara responds that this is not necessarily a valid raya, because Amar Rav Shmaya explains kibi in and shiura in a chanami, when we're trying to figure out the smallest shira that it would be possible to become tummy, we look at the chaymit, which is the smallest of the shrutzim, and we see over there the size of the smallest chaymit at the point that it's born is a adasha, is a lentil, and therefore for all of the tummies, the din is that has to be a lentil. However, the budloi have a kadosh loy mitami, if you don't have the shira of a lentil, then even a chaymit would not be mitami, because if a chaymit would actually lose a small limb and would lose a leg or would lose an antenna prior to being born, it would actually not be able to be born, and therefore we never find at the point that a chaymit is born that it could be smaller than a shira of an adasha. However, even though that is pashatas, however, Rava still has a shaila, as Rava is discussing a case where there was a beria, the ant was already alive, and then at a later point it lost its limb, and at that point the question is, since it was a beria and therefore it was already the dove chai and had a chashivas to it, so even though it lost a limb, but since it's an eva she'in hashama tluyaba and it could still live, so maybe we would still consider it a beria, and if you ate such an amala you'd be chayav malchus, and if you came into contact with it after it dies you would become tamei. And the Gemara ends off tibay lecha, we still have the shaila, and it's as if the Gemara said a lashon of teiku. And our Gemara continues and once again quotes from the Mishnah on daf mem tesam beis, and the Mishnah discussed 11 different ways that a nazir becomes tamei meis, and at that point he'd have a responsibility and a chiyav to go through the entire process of a nazir, cut his hair, and also bring karbanos as well as start his nazirus over. And our Gemara now discusses the 5th and 6th cases, and the Gemara starts hashedra v'al gagoylis, and actually if you go back to our Mishnah, the guess that we had is al hashedra v'al hagagoylis, and it seems to be two separate items. However, based on this Gemara, some explain that it must be the gears in our Mishnah was hashedra v'al gagoylis, and therefore as we'll see, the Gemara is going to have a shayla, these are two separate tumas, and if someone comes into contact either with the shedra or with the gagoylis, then they would become tamei meis. Or do we say that this is considered one case, and the only way for someone to become tamei meis is if he comes into contact with the shedra and gagoylis at the same time? And actually, if you look at the Mishnah in Masechtas Olos, where the Mishnah is discussing the different tumas meis, the Mishnah over there brings down hashedra v'al gagoylis, and it doesn't say al hashedra v'al gagoylis, and therefore the Rosh and Taisus both say that the Gemara shayla we will have over here is not only a shayla on our Mishnah, and it doesn't only apply by the gated din of a nazir tamei, but it also applies to a regular din of tumas meis, and therefore the shayla is also on the Mishnah Masechtas Olos. And the Gemara now asks, Ibayulu, we have the following shayla, shedra v'al gagoylis tanan, do we say that the only way to become tamei is if the nazir or a regular person touches the shedra as well as the gagoylis of a person, or is an oil meis of both the shedra and the gagoylis? Oidilma, what do we say, oi shedra, oi gagoylis, that as long as he comes into contact either with the full spinal column, or if someone comes into contact with the skull of a corpse, the din would be that he would become tamei meis, and if he's a nazir, he would have to go through the entire nazir's process. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, Tashma, bring your raya from a brisa. The brisa states, Shedra, Shagira, Revi, Loyin, Shabbat, if there was a spinal column where most of its ribs were broken or severed, the din is that it's tar, as you don't have the full spinal column. And as the Rush says, Shabito Shem Shedra, Mimena, that it doesn't have the Shem of the full Shedra. However, the brisa continues, that there's Allah, Meshem, Sinai, Uve, Kever, if you found this broken shedra and it was in a grave, then the din is afilu mishuberes oimufurekes tmeya mepresha keva mitzarefes. So even if some of the ribs of the spinal column were broken, or even if they were removed, a person can become tamei by coming into contact with the shedra, either by maga, by masa, or through oil. And Rava wants to bring a raya, time mishum de gired hala gired tmeya, and it's mashma from the brisa that the only reason why this person is tar is because he came into contact with a broken spinal column. However, he would have to come in to contact with a full spinal column, then even if the spinal column is not in a keva, then he would be tamei, even though he did not come into contact with the gogoylis and with the skull as well. And therefore, l'chayr, we see that either if you come into contact with the full spinal column or with the skull by itself, you would become tamei. And as the Gemara states, shma mina oy shedra oy gogoylis ktani, that either or would be metamei a person. And the Gemara answers, halak tani, that is not something which is mefurish in the braisa, it's only something that you're bringing based on a diik, but hakamashbon, it's possible that it's not from what we're supposed to learn from this brisa, but the only chiddush of the brisa is the chigire tahira idich tibaylecha. This brisa, we're just simply defining what type of a spinal column has the capacity to be metamil. But in a chenami, even if one would have the full spinal column, the brisa is not taking any position if that alone would be metamil a person, or you would actually need to have the gugaylus and you have to have the skull together with the full spinal column. And Gemara continues, Tashma, let's bring a raya for the following brisa. Rabbi Yehuda taught us, Shisha Dvarim, Rabbi Kiva Metamim, V'Chacham Metarim. There were three times where Rabbi Kiva said that something was Tamei, and the Chacham said it was Tar, V'Chazber Rabbi Kiva, and eventually Rabbi Kiva was Chayza, and agreed to the Chacham that it would be Tar. And Brisa brings a story, Umaisa, Shaviyu Kupu Mleya Tzomas L'Besa Knesset Shal Tassayim, V'Nichu Ba'Aver. There was a story where they brought a basketful that was full of bones, and they brought it to the coppersmith's Besa Knesset, and they left it in an area where there was airspace, and there was no oil on top of it, as they weren't sure as to the status of this basket full of bones, and if there was tons of mace inside, and if they put it under oil, it would be metamba oil, and therefore they left it outside in a place where there was air on top of it, and therefore no one would come into this matzev of suffic tumas mace. And in order to determine if there were any bones inside of this basket that would be able to transmit tumah, so v'nichtas tudas harefim v'chal harefim imay, so all the doctors, including tudas, came inside to examine the basket full of bones, and after they examined it, v'amru, and then they said, ein kan shedra mimes echad, there's not a full shedra from one mace. Now, even though it is not part of the brisa that we bring down, however, the end of the brisa states that although they didn't find a full shedra from one body, but they found a full shedra that was able to be put together based on two corpses, and therefore they had a shaila, had a paskin, if someone finds a shedra from two corpses, would that be metame or would it not be metame? And as we will see a bit later on this amid, that this is actually one of the scenarios where there's machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, and the end result was that they went to the Chachamim and they asked, what is the din? And there was machlekes between the Chachamim, but Rabbi Kiva got up and said it's tar, and therefore the Chacham said that since beforehand you said it's tummy, and now you're agreeing that it's tar, therefore it must be that you were chayza, and therefore it is tar. And from this part of the Mishnah, Masechtas Alois, see that eventually Rabbi Kiva was chayza from his original psak. But our Gemara now continues and brings Uriah to our sugya, time of the Lekha Shedra to Mechada, that we see that the only reason that they were not certain this Shedra could be mitame is because they didn't find a full Shedra from one body. However, it is Mashmaha Ika, a Shedra Egogaydos to Mechada, that if you would have found a full Shedra or a skull from one body, Nazim Galeachala, then the Nazim would have become Tame Mace, and he would have a Chiev to go through the process of the Zeris Betumah and shave his head. So Shema Mino, and therefore we see from here, a Shedra Egogaydos Tran, that a person can become Tame Mace, and a Nazim has a Chiev to go through his entire process, either by becoming Tame through a skull, or by becoming Tame from a complete spinal column. And the Gemara answers, you can't bring Raya from the words of Tudais, as Laimi Bayikama, as Tudais was really saying as follows, first of all, you should know that I certainly didn't find a skull together with a full spinal column, but you should know, but not only didn't I find both of them together, but I didn't even find one of them, I didn't find one full spinal column from one body, or one skull from a full body. In Chanami, if you would have found either a full spinal column or a skull from one body, that would not have sufficed, as you would have had to find both a full spinal column as well as a skull from one body. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, let's try to bring another raya, Bimimimimimimimimimimimimimim, from the count of the six machlekes that we mentioned before that were between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, and eventually Rabbi Kiva was Chayza. And the Brisa states, Umahin Shishadvarim, Shir Rabbi Kiva Metame V'Chachamim Metaren, one of the six things where Rabbi Kiva originally was Metame and Nazir, and the Chachamim said that even though the Nazir may be Tame Mace, but he would not have to go through the entire process of a Nazir, he would not have to bring Kobanes, he would not have to shave his hair, and he would not have to restart his Azir's period. And even though the Brisa doesn't state that we're talking about a Nazir, however, both the Rosh and Taisa say that this Brisa is specifically talking about a Nazir, and in a moment we will see a riot to this point. And the Brisa continues that the six things are as follows: Al Eva min Ames Shabam Mishnei Mesim, that there was a machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim, Benegeya, an Eva from a Mace that came from two Mesim, meaning that each Mace individually did not have a full Eva, but they were able to find enough of each Mace that they were able to put together a full Eva, meaning they were able to piece together a foot or a leg, etc. And in this case, it was a machlekes between Rabbi Kiva, who said it would be Tameh, and the Chacham said that it would be Tar. And the second case was, Val Eva Menachai, Shabbat Mishnei Bnei Adam, if you had an Eva Menachai, that only was able to be pieced together from two people. And once again, it was a machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim. The third case was, Val Chetzi Kav Atzameh, Shabbat Mishnei Mesim, if you have a half a Kav of Atzameh that came from two Mesim. And this is the Raya that the Russian Tesis bring, that we're talking about in Nazir, because Benegeya, regular Mace, the din is that even a quarter Kav of Tumas Mace would be Metame. And by the fact that the Brisa states, Val Chetzi Kav, so it must be be, that's talking about the din of Tumas Nazir. And the fourth case is Varavias Dam Haba Mishnayim. If you had a Ravias Dam that came from two separate bodies, and the Russian Tesla bothered Alakhira, if we're talking about a Nazir over here, in our Mishnah Daf Mem Testament Bays, we stated that the only way that a Nazir would become Tame and have to go through the process of the Naziris Bituma is only if he actually comes in contact with a Chetzi Lug of Dam, and a Ravias would not be enough. However, Zok to the Russian Tesis, since this Bryce is talking about the din of Rabbi Kiva, therefore the Bryce is also going like Shita's Rabbi Kiva, who argues on a Mishnah and holds that even a Ravias Dam would be Metame and Nazir, and he would have to go through the entire process. And the fifth case with his Machlek is between Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim is Baal Etzim Kisairish and Nechel Glashtayim. Even though you found a shear of a bone that was the size of a barley, and even if you found that from one body, but the Maisa it was split into half, and therefore you only had a half a Sa'ir of bone and another half of Sa'ir of bone, the din is that according to Rabbi Kiva would be Tame, and according to Chachamim was Tar. And the sixth case with his Machlek is Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim is Vashed Vaval Gagoyos Bishne Mesim. If a Nazir came into contact with the complete spinal column and the skull of two corpses, and it wasn't of one corpse, and therefore there's machlek between Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim, and the Gemara continues with its raya and dafnun beis and beis v'isak kedaitach oished or eigel goylus. If you're going to tell me that a nazir can become tamei either from the complete spinal column or from the skull of one corpse, so hani shivah havin the lechira, we just brought down seven different cases where there's machlek between Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim, and therefore it must be that when the Mishnah stated shedra and goylus, it means that the only way that a nazir could become tamei is if he comes into contact both with the shedra as well as the goylus. Gemara brings four terutzim, and the Gemara brings a simon of yachid shehu gilach ve'echad, and the Gemara states kik tani, that although there are actually seven cases, because the case of Shedra and Gogolos are actually two separate cases, however the ones that we counted were kalecha de pligla rabim lafuke etzem kisera de yachidu de pligla, that the only times that we counted the machleks in between Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim was where Rabbi Kiva was actually chaylik on the Chachamim. However, the fifth case that was brought down in the brisa about etzem kisera shenechlekul shnayim, we won't count that, as in that case Rabbi Kiva was not being chaylik on the Rabbim, and Rabbi Kiva was only being chaylik on a yachid, and it could be the pshat in the Gemara is that the reason why that wouldn't be counted is because we have a cloud that loch Rabbi Kiva mechaverev loy mechaverev, and therefore it makes sense Rabbi Kiva would be chayza on all the other dinim. However, in a case where he was only chaylik on a yachid, so then Rabbi Kiva was never chayza, as the psak would be like Rabbi Kiva as halach Rabbi Kiva mechaverei. And where do we find Rabbi Kiva's chaylik on a yachid? The time is we have a Mishnah Masechtas Olos that states etzem kisair shenechel kolshtaim. If you have a bone the size of a barley which was broken into two parts, Rabbi Kiva metame. Rabbi Kiva says it is metame, and Rabbi Chaminuri metara. So we see Rabbi Kiva is only chelik on Rabbi Chaminuri, and he's not being chelik on Rabbanon. And the Gemara continues with the second teretz. V'ibayseima, why could respond? Kik tani even min ames even min achay loik tani. Although in our brisa we brought down two cases and we said that Rabbi Kiva and Chacham are chelik both by even min ames and even min achay. However, the ikmachleik is between Rabbanon and Rabbi Kiva is by even min ames, and then we learn all dinim of even min achay from even min ames, and therefore though the brisa brought down the case of even min ames as well as even min achay, it is only counted as one, and we only count even ames. And the Gemara continues with the third teretz. V'ibayseima, why could tell you kiktani kolhecha de nazir megaleach aliyalai, that the only ones that we're counting in the brisa are only those where nazir will become tamei to any of these items, even if they go into an oil, and even if it's not only based on mago masa lafuke etzim kisera tolai, and that excludes etzim kisera, which we know that our Mishnah taught us that there were actually 11 items and that a nazir will become tamei and be chayiv to bring all his kabanis and have all the dinim of tumas nazir. And although the first 10, the din of tuma would apply both by maga masa as well as if there was a tumas oil, however, the 11th one in the Mishnah of etzim kisera only applies to maga masa, and the din of oil doesn't apply to the din of etzim kisera. And once again, since in our brisa we will not count etzim kisera, therefore, even if shedra and gogolos are two separate items, we only have six items where there's machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim. V'ibayseima, we could give you a fourth teretz kik tani kolhecha dehadabei, that the only time we mention in our Mishnah are all those where Rabbi Kiva was chayza. However, lafuka revias dam dehadabei. However, since been negated din of revias dam, Rabbi Kiva was never chayza. Therefore, when the brisa mentioned that there were six machlekes between Rabban and Rabbi Kiva, they're only counting those six where Rabbi Kiva eventually was chayza. However, since by revias dam he was not chayza, therefore that's not counted. And shedra and gogolos are really counted as two separate items. And the Gemara brings a proof to this to Amalei Rabbi Lebakapara, because Rabbi said to Bakapara, Loi Tishna Revias Dam Chazara, you should not count the Did of Revias Dam as one of those cases where Bakiva was Chayza and he eventually agreed to the Chachamim, Sharei Limudisha Bakiva Biyadai, because we know that Bakiva always said this halacha and this was a constant refrain, and therefore we see that at no point in his life was he Chayza. And I'll bring you another right that Rabbi Kiva was not Chayza because Hamikra Messiah, the Pasuk actually is Messiah to Rabbi Kiva, as we learned before, from the Pasuk about Kol Nafshis Meis Lo Yavai, and since it says Aloshim Nafshis, so we see that even though the mess, meaning the Revias Dam, Shanashama Tluyabai, came from two Nafashis, the din of Tumas Meis still applies. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shimon stated regarding this Machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim, Ad Yom of Hayamitami, that one thing I am certain of is that my Rebbe Rabbi Kiva was never Chayza during his lifetime. However, Mishemes Chazabai, I can't tell you if he was Chayza once he died. And the Gemara tells us, Tana, we learned in the Brisa, Hushchu Shina Mepetei Tani Yosef, that Rabbi Shimon's teeth became black because he was shari in so many Tanesim. And as Tais points out, Mepetei She'in Derech Eretz L'Daba Rabbi B'Lashon Zeh, it wasn't proper for him to speak about his Rebbe Rabbi Kiva in this Lashon by saying, I'm not sure what he held after he died, V'yashav Yisana Yom Rabim, and therefore, in order to do Tshuva, Rabbi Shimon went and had multiple Tanesim for the rest of his life. And the Gemara continues, Toshma, I'll bring you Raya, that when our Mishnah stated that a Nazir becomes Tameh through Shedra and Gogolus, it means either that he came into contact with the Shedra or that he came in contact with the Gogolus. And in order for a person to become Tameh Meis or for a Nazir to become Tameh and go through the process of Nazirus Betumah, he doesn't have to come into contact with both the Shedra and the Gogolus. Now we know that one of the ways that a person could become Tameh Meis is by coming into contact with a quarter of a Kavat Sameis, or for a Nazir to come into contact with a Chetzi Kavat Sameis, and then he'll have to go through his Nazirus process. However, Taisus and Daf Mem Tesem Beis pointed out that the din of Chetzi Kavat Sameis is only where it came from Roi Binyanei or Roi Binyanei, meaning for Roi of the count of a person's bones, and a person of course has Ramachai Varim, and if a person comes into contact with 225 bones and they equal to a quarter Kav or to a half a Kav, then the din of Tumas Meis would apply, and the same applies if a person comes into contact with Roi Binyan of a person, even though it's not the most of the count of a person's bones, but it's most of the stature of a person, then it would be Metameh as well. And the riot that the Gemara will try to bring will be from closer to the end of the Brisa, where the Gemara brings down the Shita of Shammai. So the Brisa brings down Beis Shammai states, Reivat Sameis Minat Samim, that certainly if a person becomes Tamei from a quarter of a Kav of bones that came from one Etzem, then the din of Tumas Oil doesn't apply. However, if he was in oil together with a Reivat Kav of At Sameis, and even if it was only two or three bones, the din would be that Tumas Meis would apply. The Brisa continues, Beis Silil says, Reivat Magvia Mireva Binyan, Oim Reiva Minyan, then in order for Tumas Oil to apply, it has to be a Reva Kava bones from most of his body, and it has to be from Reva of the Binyan or from Reva of the Minyan of a person's body, as we explained. And Amar Bishua, Yecholni Lasses, Divrei Beis Shammai V'Divrei Beis Silil Ke'echad, although it seems that there's machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Silil, as Beis Shammai says that you only need two or three bones, and Beis Silil sees him say that you need much more, as you need Reva Binyan and Reva Minyan. However, Zakra Bishua, really I could show that there is no machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Silil, and they're both discussing different points. When Beis Shammai states that the Reva Kav comes from two or three bones, he means to say as follows, either they came from two shin bones, meaning the two large bones that come from a person's ankle to his knee, as well as one bone from his thigh, which goes from his knee to his hip, or if he had two bones that came from the thigh, which was the bone that connected from the knee to the hip, as well as one bone that came from the shin bone, which was the bone that connected from the ankle to knee, so the din of Tumas Oil would apply. And the reason why it would be metame ba'oil because ha'il v'roi binyani shal adam migoivai, as since these bones keep a person upright and it keeps a person's stature, therefore these are considered roi binyani shal adam. And Beis Shammai is agreeing to Beis Hillel that you need roi binyani shal adam, and he's giving two examples where you'd have roi binyani shal adam either by just having two bones or by having three bones. Now the question is that l'chayr in both of the cases that Beis Shammai gave, he didn't give an example where there were two bones, he only gave an example where there were three bones. And Taisus gives two pshatim. Either he says that when the Gemara stated Mibezu Mishleishu the Karim Beis Shammai Lav Dafka, or he says that in Chanami when the Gemara said two, it actually meant two bones bedafka, because the Shnei Shukayim v'Yerach Echad Kari Shnayim, as the case that Beis Shammai brought of two Shukayim and Yerach Echad, that is called two bones. Lefisha Shukayim Dakim B'Yisav Havikachad, since the shin bone is so thin and the thickness of two shin bones equals one thigh bone, therefore the Gemara only counts it as two bones. However, in the second case where it was two thigh bones which are much thicker weaker than the shin bone, therefore we count those as two, and then since you also need the shin bone, therefore we count that as three. And Rabbi Shua continues that just like I explained that Beis Shammai is coming to give us examples of Roy Bin Yonai, Beis Hillel was coming to tell Shammai that I will give you examples of Roy Bin Yonai. And Rabbi Shua continues, Beis Hillel states, that the way you can be mitame ba'oil, even when you have only a quarter kava bones, is either by Roy Bin Yonai, like you stated, or Roy Bin Yonai. And what is the case where you have most of your bones, even though you don't have Roy Bin Yonai? Because in a person's fingers and his toes, a person has multiple bones. And as we shall point out, there's six bones for each of a person's 20 fingers and toes. And therefore, there's actually 120 bones in total just in a person's fingers and toes. And if a person has a quarter of a kav of those bones plus another five small bones, it would equal up to Roy Bin Yonai of a person, even though it's not Roy Bin Yonai. And finally, the Brisa gets to the opinion of Shammai. As Shammai stated, Afilo Etzem Echad Min HaShedra, even if there would only be one bone, either from the Shedra or Min HaGogolos, and Shammai says specifically that it either could be from the Shedra or from the Gogolos, even if it doesn't come to a total of a Reva Kav, even one bone of the Shedra or the Gogolos will be Metame Ba'oil. And Tais points out that the Gemara's Raya is as follows, that the Gemara at this point feels that if Shammai stated that even one bone of a Shedra or one bone of a Gogolos could be Metame, so L'chira, if the Rabbanon, meaning Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, would be Chilek on this din of Shammai, then it wouldn't make sense to make such a dramatic Machlekes and be Mikatza L'Katza and say that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai hold that you need to have the full Shedra and the full Gogolos. And therefore, L'chira, it's Mashma that the Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel on Shammai would be that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would hold that although Shammai hold that even if there would be one bone, either from the Shedra or the Gogolos, that it would transmit Tumah through Tumas oil. However, we hold that the only way to be Mitame at Ba'oil is only if you have either the full Shedra or the full Gogolos, and one bone doesn't suffice. And as the Rosh states, Bechladra Bunda Pligi Amri Shedra Oigogolos, the Lavachi, if they would hold that you need both the Shedra and Gogolos, Mafleges Pluktayo Yoisimidai, then you're making the Machlekes much larger than you need to. And the Gemara answers, you can't bring me a Raya because Shani Shammai the Machmer, Enechanami, Shammai was much more Machmer, and he said that even if you have a bone, either from the Gogolos or the Shedra, that it would be Metame Ba'oil. However, it's possible that the Machlekes is Mikotza Lakotza, and the Chacham argue in Shammai, and they hold that the only way that Tumas oil would be applicable is if you have the full Shedra as well as the full Gogolos. And therefore, the Gemara now is that L'chira, let's be Pesha to Shaila the other way, as Lifshe Mina, Taima de Shammai de Machmer, that since we see that Shammai was so Machmer, Shammai actually specified and said, Afilo Etzem Echa Min HaShedra Oy Min HaGogolos, and he used the Lashon Oy, therefore he was specifying that Tumas oil applies even if you have only one bone, and it could come either from the Shedra or the Gogolos. However, HaRabbanon Ad Ikka Shedra V'Gogolos, by the fact that Rabbanon didn't say the Lashon Oy, not in our Mishnah, and definitely not in the Mishnah in Masechtas Oilos, so therefore it's Muchach that Rabbanon hold that the only way that there would be Tumas oil is only if you have the full Shedra together with the full Gogolos. And the Gemara responds, that is also not a Raya, because Loi, I've kind of like plead Rabbanon led to Shammai, El Be'etzim Echad, the Asim in HaShedra Min HaGogolos, the only Chaylik that if you have one bone that came either from the Shedra or from the Gogolos, that it would not be Metame, Aval Hechad Yisra Be'ini, but if you have the full Shedra or the full Gogolos, Afilu Chad Minayin, that even if you have only the Shedra or only the Gogolos, that would be enough to be Metame Ba'il, and you can't be Pashir to Shaila in either way, and we will stop over here.